listening to The Good Morning Show with Oliver O.T. Thomas.
We're back. Welcome back to The Good Morning Show. Oliver O.T. Thomas, the early bird. And the entire WBOK listening audience, man. We've got an announcement. Pastor Madrow, Weatherby, man, and New Hope family. It's a public service announcement from Pastor Weatherby and Brother Donald Johnson, man. The last day to register vote is in the November election is Monday, October the 5th. We just had that. Individuals interested in registering. Wow, this is an old notice, man, that was in my box. I want to thank Pastor Weatherby and his team over that New Hope, man, during their part. To tell folk where they can go out and vote and continue to push the voting. Pastor Weatherby, Brother Johnson, thank y'all so much for what y'all are doing. The deadline to register to vote through the Go Vote online registration is October the 13th. So Pastor Weatherby, New Hope family, thank you guys for doing your role, not just as a religious institution, but helping with civic engagement. That's Pastor Jamal Weatherby, their team over at New Hope. The deadline to register to vote through Go Vote online is October the 13th. Guys, right back to African American Jewish relations series that we've had. We want to welcome Arnie Falco and Anthony Bean, as well as Samantha White and Benjamin Sell. So, guys, welcome to the Good Morning Show again.
Hey, good morning, Oliver.
Good morning.
Good morning, brother.
Wow. You know, we got the great Anthony Bean on with us this morning, we got to do right.
Yeah, I think I get what it implies.
Yeah, we used to Arnie now. Arnie rolled with us.
Yeah, he family.
He been rolling with us the last couple of years.
He family.
He family. But
yeah,
we got ABC
absolutely
with the capital T. Mr. Theater, yes. Mr. Entertainment, molding and shaping young black and young one mind, Anthony Bean. Guys, Arnie, as always, thank you, man. We appreciate you for this series that we think is not only strengthening our communities, but strengthening man and womankind. Talk to us about this piece and this relationship with Anthony. And then, Anthony, please chime in after Arnie opens it up. Arnie Falco.
Well, sure. Happy to do OT. And it's great to have Anthony and our guest on. You know, Oliver, Anthony's one of those guys that every time you and I see each other, we talk about because
yes.
I think we're both in the Anthony Bean fan club here. Well, and, you know, I'm excited to have him on today and to talk about this initiative that he's been doing. And, you know, I got to know Anthony many years ago and used to go over and see some of the plays over at Carrollton Avenue. And I know you were in some of those plays as well.
Quite a few.
And I just was always so impressed by what he did with the youth and help ignored and just a tremendous guy and doing his part to, you know, make this a better community. So it's really been an honor for the Jewish community and the Federation to partner with him on this television series we're going to talk about and to have him as our guest this morning.
So this television series, Anthony, folk who don't know, Prof, a lot of the stuff that ABCT and Anthony actually produces itself. A lot of the stuff that was written is written by the young folk. And Anthony has trained the kids in every portion of theater of film. Many of the folk you see out there working around this country as sets are products of what he does. So a kid that doesn't come there to act, you come there to learn the industry. Anthony, this series, why was it important? And talk about what it means not just to ABCT, but to all of us.
Well, I guess we have to start from the very beginning with this pandemic thing. Mm-hmm. You know, we are theater. Mm-hmm. We had the opportunity. Well, first of all, we did virtual summer camp the first time, of course, that's for everybody to do, to actually figure out a way how we can continue the communication and the teaching of our young people. Last year, before this whole thing happened, for the first time in the history of ABCT, which is the Anthony Bean Community Theater, we had more teens than we had 12 and under. Mm-hmm. We had almost 200 teens last year.
Wow.
And one thing about the young people, the kids, is that they grow up and they become teens as well. Mm-hmm. So we had to think of something, what we can do for the teens besides the kids and doing the whiz and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Well, then the pandemic happened, and we did the virtual summer camp, but that wasn't enough. And just as one door closed, another door opened, the teen talk show. Mm-hmm. So I said, well, look, let's get these teams, just because they're so fantastic. They know how to communicate. They've been trained to communicate. They're ready for the camera, the stage, the film. They're ready. So I said, well, let's make it happen. And I got with some of the kids. We also auditioned for other kids to come in to join. And we talked about their problems. And we want, you know, in our community, and I guess probably the world, say children should be seen and not heard. Mm-hmm. These young people, I say, y'all can do this. I want to hear from you. And let's talk about issues that you guys are facing. And that's how the TV show came about. We did six episodes. Then Ernie called and mentioned about the Jewish teens meeting the African-American teens, and that did it. I said, my God, that sounds great. What more important group to align with African-America to talk about issues of today? And that's how it came about. We called My 54 because I know some of the issues are going to be controversial. I didn't have time to try to figure out whether we can get somebody to come in and say, look, we're going to run commercials, because if an issue is commercial, they want to pull out.
Right.
So I said, if we buy the whole time slot, mm-hmm. we can control the narrative.
Well,
and this is what we're doing, and these young people, they're on the line now. And I told them I was going to be quiet and just let them talk, because they are ready for prime time.
Well, let's do that, Anthony. Why don't you introduce Samantha and Benjamin, and let's hear from them. For folk who may just have tuned in, this is a continuation of our relationship with the National Jewish New Orleans Jewish Federation, that's CAO, Arnie Falco, who's a co-host of the segment we have here right now. And he's teamed up with Anthony Bean for this African-American Jewish Relations Reality TV Teen Talk. Anthony, introduce our young folk.
Okay, why don't you guys, Sam and Benjamin, her name is Samantha, but she likes to be called Sam. Mm-hmm. Why don't you guys chime in and also tell them how old you are.
Teen Talks.
Hi, I'm Sam, and I'm 16. Mm-hmm. I was actually one of the people who auditioned for the show. Mr. Bean chose me, so I'm very happy to be here today.
And
Hi, my name is Benjamin. Okay. I'm 17. I was one of the people who auditioned for to be one of the hosts.
So Samantha, let's start with you. Tell me a little bit about the series. Why it's important? I mean, you know, if you have any take on the importance of African American Jewish relationships, share that with us, Samantha. Sam.
Yes. So before I found out that I was going to be a part of the episode, I didn't realize how much African-Americans and Jews had in common. Mm-hmm. So when I was like, I heard about the episode, I was like, this is a really good episode to have. And I was able to do my research and find out, like, the Jewish have been our allies, you know, since the civil rights. And, like, people like Michael Schwerner or Andrew Goodman, mm-hmm. those were two people who were killed by the Ku Klux Klan. And James Chaney was another guy. He was black.
Yeah.
And they were all, even back then, standing up for African-Americans. So I was like, wow, all of this has been happening. And I had to definitely do my research, because I was not aware of how much that we had in common and how much we have been by each other's side.
Benjamin Salson.
So it was definitely eye-opening for me.
Benjamin, from your perspective. Hello, Benjamin.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, your perspective, the African-American-Jewish relationships, this series, what was revealed, what did you learn in terms of how important and relevant this is?
I mean, to me, it was really shocking to see how close we bonded in such a short span of time, because, like, after a couple of minutes of talking to the Jewish team, we all started to come to the realization that we're very similar, and we've all been through struggles, and that kind of creates, and, you know, getting prepared for that episode, I myself had to do some research about the Jewish faith and, you know, important figures in history, like Mr. Julian Rosenwald. He was a famous guy back in the 1800s. And he was a major contributor to the civil rights movement. Like, he provided major financial support, mm-hmm. and that was heavily needed in our community.
Yeah, we have at Dillard University, we have Rosenwald Hall on campus. And as we all know, that Dillard is a 150-year-old historically black college that's received tremendous support from Jewish communities as well as other other communities. So, yeah, there is a relationship that has existed that is deeply rooted. So I got to agree.
Arnie, we're hearing from two African-American kids this morning, but what are the Jewish kids who are participating? And I wish we would have had one this morning to share their perspective. But what do you know that they're getting and why it's important to them to be part of this this ABCD Anthony team, Anthony Bean project? Arnie?
Well, you know, Oliver, from watching the show, which, by the way, I urge everybody to watch the segment on the Jewish and African-American teams this Sunday at 12:30 on WPL is when it will air. The Jewish teams have the exact same experience. You know, they really enjoyed being together. They realized how much commonality exists between our two communities. Not only the fact that we've been targeted over history by different groups, we share that, but just the regular day aspects of life, food, music, common challenges that a teenager faces in growing up. I mean, the best thing about having the teens together was it allowed, you know, for a short 30 minutes, it allowed, you know, these kids to really bond. And, you know, the best way for our communities to be together and to stay together and to work on common issues, you know, that confront each of the communities, the best way to do that is to get to know people. I mean, that applies whether it's teenagers or adults or senior citizens. You know, we need to get our people together and let them, you know, get to know each other, feel comfortable, and then work together on things that affect both communities. So from the Jewish community perspective and our own teens, they were so excited to be part of this. And I really commend Anthony and all of the teens that participated for this.
And Anthony.
And by the way, this was all young people. So it's not an adult in the room as far as in front of the camera is concerned. And this is the first time in New Orleans history that these teens, the Jewish and African-American teens, come together in a television setting. So this is groundbreaking.
Yeah, well, Anthony, that's what you do. And I was actually going to segue to you, but for folk who know you, it's not just about the entertainment side of theater and the stuff you do with film and training our kids or the productions at ABCT. Anthony's very provocative. He likes to make people think from I think it was Greener Smith's show, No Ends, No Dogs, No Jews, to the award-winning piece you did for me in terms of my story and how it could help impact people's life. Tell us, for those folk who haven't seen it, who need to see it, give us some of the provocativeness and the stuff and the message that these teens are getting across, Anthony.
I'm gonna throw the ball to Sam.
Good, Sam. Sam? So, Sam, so talk to us about...
I'm sorry, I could not hear you.
Yeah, talk to us about how provocative this is, some of the conversation. What was revealed? Benjamin said it was interesting getting to know the Jewish team. Well, what did y'all get to know? Other than historical contributions, what did you get to know culturally and socially?
Well, we're all teens here talking and having a conversation. Mm-hmm. And when it comes to, like, having things in common, I didn't... Hello?
Yeah. Yeah, no.
We can hear you.
Yeah, you sound good, Sam.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. I'm having issues on my end. So we're all teens, you know, getting together and having a conversation. And just like how African Americans deal with stereotypical things like... I guess how we look, Jews deal with the same thing. And they were talking about how people make jokes about the Holocaust and what they've been through. And just like, you know, black people have been through jokes about slavery and all this stuff is like sad to hear. But just sitting down having that conversation is like, wow, you know, like we have all been going through, you know, these hard topics and are strong from it because we know how to handle those situations.
Benjamin.
You know what I would like to see? Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
The album?
Yeah, Anthony, yes.
What I would like to see is not just sitting down and breaking bread together.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see an alliance where we actually can seal, like what we once had during the early 60s,
mm-hmm.
we can actually seal a faith. That's one thing a racist is scared of. It's unity.
Mm-hmm.
It's any minority or any group coming together, unifying with each other. That scared the bejesus out of them. I think that we should continue this dialogue, and not only have a dialogue, but have where we can actually interact with each other on a daily basis, let people know that we are one.
Mm-hmm.
We must stand together to combat this racism, which is very, very, particularly under our current president. It is very important that we stand together to combat this racism and anti-Semitism, and I can't think of a better way to not only bring teens, young people,
mm-hmm.
together to have dialogue, but have them actually together saying, look, we're one. And I can't think of a better way, boy, to scare the bejesus out of racism. So, and I think that's very important. So it's not just dialogue. I want to see them actually interact. I want to see them meet each other at the Jewish Center.
Yeah.
The Jewish Center come over to our space and at least meet at least once a month to see not only what we have in common, but how we can build an alliance so we can go forward and try to fight this ugly monster called racism that's in our country.
Well, Anthony, if anybody who knows, you don't just think about a better way. You've thought of a better way, and I think the relationship, I think Arnie and the relationship with WBOK, I think ultimately that's Arnie and the Federation's outcome, is that they want to see relationships beyond conversations. Guys, we're talking to Arnie Falco. He's CEO of the Jewish Federation of Greater New Orleans. And Mr. Anthony Bean, founder of ABCT Community Theater, as well as the great Sam White and Benjamin Salsa. Jewish African American Relations Series reality talk show. We're going to take a break, but prop. Don't you like to listen to Anthony? When you hear Anthony's voice, kind of like Sidney Poitier.
Yeah.
Mixed with Dr. King, with Harry Belafonte-ish. Right? Anthony, when we come back, will Anthony talk? Let Anthony talk a little, but we're going to hear a whole lot more from Sam and Benjamin. We'll be back after the break.
You're listening to The Good Morning Show with Oliver O.T. Thomas.
We're back. Yes, we are back. WBOK 1230 AM.
What New Orleans is talking about.
Thank y'all for making us, man, the fastest growing station in the Gulf South in the morning time from 6 to 10. Do it every day where you never lose. You always
win.
We do it win. Right here on the Good Morning Show, man, becoming one of the hottest talk shows in this entire region with Equity Media and the oldest African American station here in the state and in the Gulf South. We're continuing our conversation, man. You know, we have our relationship and partnership with the Jewish Federation of Greater New Orleans and their CEO, Arnie Falco, has been our co-host on this series, man, for quite some time, strengthening cultural, spiritual, and conversational. And ultimately, as Anthony said, working on outcomes and solutions. What is a relationship if we can't move forward beyond the conversation? And we're joined by Mr. Anthony Bean, the founder and creator of ABCT Theater, one of the most provocative theater and entertainment minds that we have in our town today. Guys, welcome back. I think our young people had to go. They're still with us?
No, they're still here.
Oh, they're still Benjamin, talk to us about what you hope the outcome is, as Mr. Bean just said, beyond the conversations.
I'm hoping that after we have our conversation, we can build a strong brotherhood, and like Mr. Bean says all the time,
and sisterhood.
So we
Don't leave the sisters out.
Brotherhood and sisterhood.
Kamala gonna come get you. Okay,
so we can fight against the racism and prejudice against
mm-hmm.
everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like Mr. Bean is always saying, a race's biggest fear is the minority coming together to mm-hmm. fight against them.
Samantha.
And I think that is just powerful.
Yeah. Samantha, talk about that unity piece, right? We got Teen Talk right now, African-American Jewish relations. Benjamin just said coming together, doing stuff beyond just this series. Samantha, what kinds of things would you like to see? I think Anthony mentioned going to from the synagogue to ABCT, working with the Federation outside of this project, and the Federation working in our community outside of this project. What's an outcome for Sam White?
For me, it would just be knowing that, you know, Jews are allies. And mm-hmm. so that was a topic that we talked about on the show. And also just knowing that, you know, the protesting has been going on and Jews have been by our side. And it has been like that during the civil rights, even now. And it's like, you know, an ally is someone who comes to fight and fight for, you know, those minorities, and mm-hmm. they understand what blacks have been through, you know, fighting for the oppressed. And so that's just something that I'm looking forward to, seeing blacks and Jews coming together and fighting together. That union is definitely important.
But Prof. Sam just said a whole lot. She said she just gave us her definition of an ally. I know you had to like it. She said an ally is someone who come. And if they're there with you and you got to fight?
Yeah, they're with you.
They're with you.
They're going to stand with you.
They're not saying, hey, look, you know I'm for you. Go get them.
Right. No, they're right by your side.
Go ahead, Samantha. That's a real ally.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Arnie and Anthony, that's a pretty grown-up piece there. Allies are not just people who want to have conversations with you. Allies are not just people who wish you well. Arnie and Anthony... we're going to call y'all double A this morning, Arnie and Anthony. Samantha said that another A, an ally, is someone who comes to fight. Anthony, wow.
Well, what I would also like to do is to have my camera crew follow them around for at least one day, where the girls are out on the town, maybe shopping or eating a burger or something. Mm-hmm. I want to send that optic, that picture. Mm-hmm. That no, this is not just dialogue. These guys are actually trying to build something here.
This isn't just Teen Talk. It's teamwork. It's actually teamwork. Anthony, I got to have you say this. You have always been a believer of our young people. You know, talk about why you've used the theater. And this isn't the first time you've worked with other culture, other races. There are numerous amount of other kids from other races that have participated or grown up in theater and film. Their life through ABCT. Why have you consistently tried to tell the world that the teens are the solution, or the young folk are the solution?
Well, there's many reasons. You find that you have some wonderful theater groups here in the city, Free Southern Theater back there in the 60s, Dashiki Theater, and once the director makes his transition or die, the whole theater company kind of go its separate ways and fall at the wayside. I'm training these young people, if anything should happen to me, these kids, particularly two or three of them that's literally under my wing, can carry on and make sure that we have an African-American presence in the theater world here in the city of New Orleans. And it's so important because I really do believe, I know it's trite to say I believe the children are our future since it's a song, but I strongly believe that if you strengthen them, if you teach them, then they can carry on. You know, there was a song when I was coming up saying, take it on, take it farther, little brother. Take it on, little brother, take it farther. So I want to pass the torch, and boom, you start passing it when he's 6, 7 years old, and they continue with the program, and they go to know because they know who they are, so they don't have to assimilate, in a sense. They know about August Wilson. They know about Langston Hughes. They understand the struggle. They understand that it's about us controlling our own narrative instead of depending on others. That's a strong, strong identity when you're going into a white world trying to make a living. If you know who you are and whose you belong to, that makes all the difference in the world. And that's my passion with young people, is to teach them everything I know and also about life as well.
Arnie Falco, we have had some adult conversations to date. The projects have been adult, whether it's with universities or the conversations we've had here. Wasn't expecting it to evolve into this piece with our young folk? What does it mean to you and the Federation?
Well, it's heartwarming. Listening to Samantha and Benjamin and hearing their words is really inspiring. It's why we created this radio series, Oliver, between you and I and our organizations. It's why the Jewish Federation just launched this new center, the Goldring Family Foundation Center for Jewish Multicultural Affairs. I mean, their words are really powerful, and I agree with both them and Anthony. The next phase of this is to translate their words and convert them to action. And, you know, we have so many initiatives going on right now within the Federation. I've seen this before. I mean, I've done 10 years of civil rights trips between African-American and Jewish youth to Selma and to Birmingham. And what Samantha and Benjamin just expressed is what you see these kids say every time they come back. You know, I didn't know our communities were so together. I didn't know that we have so much in common. That's exactly what the message that we want to, you know, have delivered. And now I'm gonna challenge Anthony, because I agree with him. We should make sure that we utilize the youth, both in the African American and the Jewish community, now to work together on social justice, on different issues facing our community. I mean, let's bond, because you know what? All of those people that hate, all of those people that marched in Charlottesville, Anthony's totally right. The thing that they fear most is that the groups they hate are going to unify. Mm-hmm. And when we come together, man, we saw it in the civil rights era, but we've seen it in other things. You know, we are a powerful group together. So I just couldn't be more excited about the future of our youth. You know, views change. You know, look, adults like us, you know, we come into life with predispositions and judgments and, you know, history. The beautiful thing about the youth is they don't carry that baggage, and they can look at it objectively, come together, realize who their friends are and allies are, and really work together to make a difference. So, look, these conversations are really important, and, you know, now we can hopefully move it to a next level.
Well, you guys, you know, I'm not looking for adulation or merit badges or pats on the back, but Arnie, you just made me think, and Anthony, you made me think. Prophet, we're doing here with this series is award-winning. None of these other major media outlets are doing it. They're not taking it from the suites to the streets, and this is actually an award-winning series that's not being done any place else. Sam and Benjamin, how does it feel being a part of something that's groundbreaking that you don't see on television or anywhere else? Samantha.
I mean, it just feels so amazing to be a part of it. And just, you know, growing up as a kid, always wanted to be a part of things like this, standing up for what's right, being allies with someone, fighting for that equality. Mm-hmm. Everybody needs to be on the same page. So just knowing that is just so amazing to me.
Yeah, I think this conversation in this series that we do here on WBOK, I think that we've got to find a way to have this at the next level, which is the university level. Mm-hmm. I think that they are not enough.
Yeah. We've started a little bit of that with the HBCU and WBOK part of it, but that needs to be at all.
Yeah, it needs to be. It needs to be at all universities.
Not just HBCU.
Not just HBCU. It needs to be at Tulane, Loyola.
Yep.
It needs to
Delgado. LSU.
Well, it needs to be. It can start here in the city. We got to have this conversation.
No doubt about it.
Not only at this level, but
this needs to be a movement.
It needs to be a movement. Yeah.
It needs to be a movement. Guys, Anthony. Talk about, for folk who are listening right now, for folk who are just tuning in, if so many people are weighing in on social media right now, we've got Dr. Lockett, Ozzie Lumpkin all the way in Atlanta, Professor Martinez out in California. They're all watching and listening right now. Anthony, don't never underestimate the power of theater.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, you know,
in the early 60s. In fact, we're still young here in the city of New Orleans as far as theater is concerned. Mm-hmm. We're 56 years old. Mm-hmm. Three Sutton Theater came in 1963. Mm-hmm. Dashiki Theater came in 1968, and the Ethiopian Theater came in 1973. But in the beginning, well, we're not talking about the minstrel shows. We're not talking about the beginning of blacks participating in theater. We're talking about the angry years, the protest years, right after Raising the Sun, where black theater was initially the message theater.
Mm-hmm.
Initially, we didn't care about costumes. We didn't care about sets. Mm-hmm. We wanted to get word out to the community to open your eyes and see what the system have done to us and what it continues to do to us. So that's important. It's a communication. It's getting the word out, communicating to the audience, waking up people, and getting them to see their condition is not because of a fault of them, of themselves, but systemic. That's the way it was supposed to happen. And that's what I love about theater. And if we get the audience in there, boy, we can make a change of... So theater, now, of course, we're in a new day now where we're dealing with aesthetics, costumes. But still, it's still that communication. It's still educating as well as entertaining.
And that's why I wanted you to say that, because to me, this is a brilliant twist. Arnie, I didn't expect it to grow or evolve this way. I thought we were continuing to have these real hard, heavy, intellectual, academic, social discussions about history, about our problems, our differences, how we come together. And I actually think that, Prof, that it's brilliant to have that relationship, especially with the cultural group as strong as ABCT Theater, and to bring Jewish and African-American kids together. Because, you know, as adults, you know, we can talk about where we were, what was wrong, what was right, Arnie, Anthony, and Prof. But at the end of the day, if it's only sustainable if the kids buy in.
Yeah, and they have to buy in because they're our future.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
I mean, you're right. I mean, we could get involved. First of all, Oliver, let me just say this for the record. I really want to commend you and Prof and WBOK. You said it right. This is a groundbreaking series that we're doing. Just like Anthony's television show is really groundbreaking.
It is,
and you know, I hope
we may not get the Loving Cup or the Channel 4 or Fox News award for it, but we're the only ones who are doing it, Arnie, and you're to be commended for that.
We are really the only ones that are doing it, and you know, and I think it's such an important discussion. Look, especially with the selection coming up in a few weeks, you know, we're all trying to. You know, because of our stature, we're not going to be political and take opinions. But the reality is we know that we're living in a divided country right now. Mm-hmm. And it's so important that we come together as our two communities and speak loudly and be allies. But, you know, I just think that we have some opportunities here to take this to another level. And, you know, we're working on a lot of projects. We're dealing with healthcare disparity in our community. We have a great partnership about to be announced with New Orleans East Hospital that we'll bring to this show, by the way, and other things. And I think if we could get our teams, you know, Benjamin and Sam and tie them together with some of our Jewish teams.
Yes.
I mean, boy, we can accomplish so much, and I'm excited about that.
Can I add something
please,
here?
Please,
this
please.
Is a little bit more controversial because the black and Jews relationship in the country is also there was a cooperation, yes, and also there was a conflict.
Mm-hmm.
And this is important for young people, too. We're talking about empowerment. One of the things that caused the conflict was shopkeeper and landlord relationship, producers and artists.
Mm-hmm.
We have to in some kind of way, and I can't figure it out, but we can't be always riding the bus. We have to own the bus. And it cannot be whether Jewish, and I'm not saying that I'm talking about conflict.
No, this is real talking. We've had these kind of conversations with Anthony. Please, Anthony, this is very important. Go ahead, continue, man.
Yeah. You can't have where we're gonna. In order for us to work together, the Jews own the bus line, and we are faithful bus riding the bus. We got to work out something if we're going to become really. A partnership. We got to be able to share
and empower these youth. These youth cannot look over the fence and say, I'm with the Jewish group. And they look over there and they see these homes, these fine homes, and they're trying to, make a dollar out of 15 cents. We got to talk about empowerment to these youth. You got these kids out here, and I'm dealing with them. They don't know where they're going to lay their head at.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them are living with grandmothers because either mom is this way or dad is that way. So we got to also fix home lives, which means we have to empower these black kids. Now, we do have the Jewish, where the Jewish have their community, and they all like together in the schools and all of that. But we got to try to figure out if we're going to come together or stay together, it got to be on an equal footing. Have to be. Otherwise, it's going to be that shopkeeper-landlord relationship.
And
that can't continue.
And Arnie, I think when we entered into this partnership, that was one of the things that I know you and your family at the Federation, y'all were open about. Hey, we're going to deal with the hard stuff, and we're going to deal with the good stuff. But at the end of the day, we want it to be a partnership. Arnie, address that, please.
Absolutely.
Well, that I think that's certainly accurate. I mean, we're real enough to understand that there are differences and disparities mm-hmm. within our communities, economic being one of them. I think we've kind of talked a little bit about that on past shows. Mm-hmm. I hope we'll dedicate mm-hmm. a whole show on this going into the future.
Yeah, we talked about that.
I think one of the best ways that we can tackle that, Oliver, is to, reform our community mm-hmm. so that we have new leadership coming into it mm-hmm. that can address these issues. You and I have been public servants. I mean, mm-hmm. we were on the city council together. Yeah. I would like to see, more African-American leadership coming forward. I'd like to see Jewish leadership coming forward and serving the public in that role. You know, that public policy is one of the ways that we're going to be able to make a difference mm-hmm. and to change the climate, within our own community so there's not so much disparity. We need to work together in economic development and criminal justice and things that hold the communities back and create the disparity. So, there's a lot to fight off there. It's not an easy topic. You're right that there is disparity economically mm-hmm. between the communities in New Orleans and nationally. And those are topics we should talk about historically. Why did it come about? But more importantly, we should talk about, how do we change that so that both communities can prosper?
And so let's get a segue back to Sam and to Ben, to Benjamin. What do you guys want to see next? I mean, this is his first episode. Sam, what kind of conversations or relationships or efforts or projects would you like to see coming out of this Teen Talk, African-American Jewish teen series?
Well, I would love to see what Mr. Bean was talking about. Maybe we could hang out at the mall and get to know each other more and just become close friends.
Mm-hmm.
That would be awesome.
And document it. Let the world see this.
Yes.
Benjamin, you mentioned opening up that when you would when you started talking and engaging the Jewish team, you had no idea of how they thought or how much more you had in common. What would Benjamin Salsa like to see moving forward?
I would love to see people being inspired to. Take us as an example
mm-hmm.
that you shouldn't be content with being in ignorance of someone based off of their religious beliefs or how they were raised in life. You should always take the opportunity to get to know someone. And we took that opportunity and it turned into something unimaginable. I don't want to get fictional with it, but it seemed magical how we just came together and it felt like we were a family in a matter of, let's say, an hour.
Wow, we're talking to Arnie Falco, our CEO and co-host of the WBOK Greater New Orleans Jewish Federation series on African-American Jewish relationships. And, of course, if you've been in this town and you've been conscious, Anthony Bean, the founder and CEO and president of Anthony Bean Theater.
Hey, Oliver, can I jump in on a point real quick?
Yeah.
So, there's a lot of heavy issues that we're dealing with, that we're talking about on these shows that we do. But, I think somebody said it over the last 45 minutes. I mean, sometimes you just got to break bread with people. Right. You got to just get to know them on a personal level.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And once you know somebody and you kind of eliminate the fear and what you don't know, you can accomplish so much. And I'll give the best analogy, Oliver, because this is something that runs through your career and my career. We were both athletes, and we've both been in the sports world.
Mm-hmm.
And within a locker room, you have different groups come together that sometimes have nothing in common.
Right.
And the more they get to know each other and the more they talk to each other and have meals together, all of a sudden they've developed a team.
That's right.
And I think that's what we're trying to do here. We're trying to get these teams together to feel comfortable. And once they do that, it was just set up, by Sam and Benjamin, within minutes, literally, of being on, in the room together, I mean, they felt comfortable, and now they're friends and allies, and they could start to tackle the world's problems together. And that's a pretty cool thing. And I think if we could carry that over to regular society, there's a lot that our Jewish and our African American communities can accomplish together.
As we step back for the show, Anthony, I want to take you back. I mentioned it earlier, but only in passing. Anthony, there's a side of you that could say, "I told you so." You started the provocative kind of open, risque dialogue on the actually on the and in the theater. Was it Green or Smith's piece? No ends, no dogs, no Jews.
The no play, they call it.
the no play, where years ago you tried to start this type of dialogue by using the theater. How important is that, Anthony?
That's right. Well, there was actually a sign. I don't know if I can say that.
There was actually a sign that used to be in front of Southern towns. Correct. Go ahead. Go ahead. Yeah. You explain it.
Yes. That sign was, and it wasn't just in one place. It was a well-known saying, no, I don't know if I can say the no N-word, no Jews, no dogs. So these people, they hate equally the Jews and the blacks. And I find that very interesting. Another thing, too, that I find interesting, I asked my kids, Ernie, and this is another thing we can talk. I asked my kids last night as we were talking about what we're going to talk about in the morning show this morning. Can you tell the difference between Jewish whites and regular plain old white folks?
Right.
And it's interesting that they don't know the difference. So, when the revolution comes, how we can be able to distinguish who's our ally and who's the ones we got to, I'm being funny but very serious at the same time. Can you tell us the difference? I guess what they're looking at is optics. How can we tell? And I'm talking from
Samantha and Benjamin,
12-year-old.
What did they say?
How can we? What did you say, Sam?
Well, I just, how can you tell the difference? How can you tell the difference between, a Jewish person and someone who is white? Just kind of going back to what Mr. Bean said, who may not be our ally, who may look against us, and how we're supposed to know who to go to, who to turn to.
Yeah, it's an intriguing question that you raise. I'll answer it in a couple ways. Number one, I think it's important for the listening audience to know that not all Jewish people are Caucasian, that we have a sizable percentage of the Jewish community across the world, that are Jews of color. And, we had a couple of those individuals on the show, and they were very honest that they sometimes face discrimination you know, in both ways, both for being Jewish and both for being somebody of color. But I think the better answer is that you're going to be able to hopefully differentiate down the road by the deeds of the people that you work with. I mean, you're going to know the individual that have bonded and allied with you and fought, you know, together and marched with you. You know, those are the people that you can count on. But, you know, I'm very proud of my community. I think the Jewish community historically, and you've seen it the last few months, you know, in response to what we faced as a country. I mean, we're a group that understands hatred and oppression. And one of the things that the Jewish community does, I think, very well is it stands up for other groups when they face that same hatred and oppression. And so I think it's important that we keep asking these type of questions. I mean, these are sometimes difficult, but I think these are great questions to ask. And I think the more we ask, the more comfortable we're going to be with each other.
If you're just tuning in, Hispanic folk are on social media now and out there on that transistor radio, 1230 AM. If you're streaming at WBOK1230.com, this is a continuation of WBOK and the Jewish Federation of Greater New Orleans and our conversation with our co-host for that series, Arnie Falco. But today, we took a different twist, and I don't think it's a twist. I think it's an addition. We're having a conversation with Mr. Anthony Bean, the founder of ABCT Community Theater and Acting School, and two of his proteges, Ms. Sam White and Mr. Benjamin Sauser. And it is a first ever. And I'm, you know, hopefully this series that you guys are doing on my TV will get an award with the African-American Jewish Relationship Series, Reality Teen Talk. Anthony, how long do you think this series will continue, and what can we expect from this series?
Well, it takes money.
Oh.
I would love it to be a continual.
I just wrote that down.
But it takes money.
Mm-hmm.
And so we purchased 7 slots.
Mm-hmm.
That would end in a couple of weeks. And I'm hoping to do a continuation. We have some people that we want to interview that's already said they're on board. And, I mean, this is going to, like, shock the world that mm-hmm. they're going to come into New Orleans and be interviewed by these teens. But what I need is supporters.
Mm-hmm.
I also need writers, grant writers, mm-hmm. Those who know how to put together proposals, because I think it's very important. I mentioned empowering the youth. Mm-hmm. I think it's very important that we continue this, where we can say, okay, we're going to throw the ball at you guys, and you are going to run this ball, and you're mm-hmm. going to play ball,
right.
And I'm just going to sit back and watch. And, of course, I'll pull you out if it's not looking right.
Right.
But it's very important because you're changing lives when you're doing that. And 10 years from now, you don't know where this might bring these kids because they started out hosting already on a television show. We have 4 co-hosts. And even the audience are become hosts in a sense because they all ask questions. But we want to continue this. So to answer your question, where do we go from here?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we did a 7 series. We're on coming up into the 5th one. We're going to think about it. I'm going to put the board together, see how we can raise funds
mm-hmm.
to continue. I like the idea of buying time on television.
Right, that way you control.
That way we can control the narrative.
Good.
But it takes money. And that's the bottom.
There's some folk out, many people on social media. Got Sister Marianne Ceballos out there in Frisco and Oakland. I think Professor Martinez, a filmmaker and documentarian. They want you guys' numbers. They'd like the Arnie a contact number for you as well as a contact number for Anthony. Could y'all say y'all give y'all contact information and repeat it slow so people can get it, please?
Want to give it over the air?
Yes. No. I'm talking to you and Arnie. We have some folk around the country who want to see if they can continue to support this effort, and they wanted contact information.
Okay, can I give them the theater number and
yeah.
they can contact me
yeah.
because I haven't got clearance from their parents.
Yes.
But I would love to definitely, if there's anything, any message, or they can give out their email address. I'm sure that's safe. But
No.
But anyway,
no,
the theater number is 504-862-PLAY,
mm-hmm.
P-L-A-Y, 862-PLAY.
And Arnie.
And that's 7529, 862-7529.
Mm-hmm.
The website is www.anthonybeantheater.com. And if you want to reach the kids, I'm sure they can give out their own, but I can just say this is info
info@anthonybeantheater.com. And I'll be happy to pass this on to their parents if you're interested. I have a question for them.
And
theater is E-R, not R-E. So it's, and my email address is anthonybean@anthonybeantheater.com. And Bean is like red bean. anthonybeantheater.com.
And Arnie.
Oliver, my contact for anybody that'd like to reach us and reach me, reach the Jewish Federation, my email is Arnie, A-R-N-I-E, @jewishnola.com. And for anybody that wants to reach out by phone, it's 504-330-4113. 504-330-4113. And, you know, would love to speak with anybody, both about the radio show we're doing, about Anthony's Television and our partnership, and a lot of other initiatives. Anybody interested, go to jewishnola.com and take a look at the Goldring Family Foundation Center, and you're going to see all kinds of information and programs and initiatives that we're either starting or have been doing, and I think you'll be really excited about bringing the Jewish and the African-American communities in New Orleans together.
Thank you, Prof. Groundbreaking.
Yeah.
It's a leading, not following.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm going to do my part.
Right, absolutely.
I'm going to reach out to Mr. Felco.
Right.
And we're going to set up some type of organization at Dillard University.
Excellent.
Where college students can get together.
Excellent.
And fellowship at the college level and learn about the cultures and each other and be active in the community.
Wow, that's what solutions are about. Samantha,
that'd
Sam,
be great.
Sam, anything you want to say to our listening audience before you go?
You know, I just hope that there is future growth between Black and Jews, and also just that I'm honored to be a part of this, and I'm thankful to all of you for having me today.
Wow, how heartwarming. Benjamin Salsa. Benjamin?
So what I can say is that the only way to defeat this hate is coming together and loving each other. Because I feel that love will always conquer hate.
Anthony, I was going to let you say something, but that's going to be the last. That's going to be
Oliver. Thank you for what you're doing in the community as well.
Man, appreciate you. God bless you, man. Prof and I, we're doing our best to make a difference. Arnie, look forward, man. If this is where we're going, I'm looking forward to the next conversation, man, and the difference that this series makes. Arnie Felco, CEO of the Jewish Federation Greater New Orleans.
Thank you, Oliver.
Anthony Bean, founder of ABCT. And they may not give us any awards, Prof, but this is an award-winning opportunity that we're only doing where?
Right here on WBOK 1230 AM.
What New Orleans
is talking about.
Guys, y'all have a wonderful day. We're going to replay our show about do black kids, do they benefit from having black teachers? And y'all have a wonderful day.
Thank you.